Okay, what I've been doing with people is asking, I think, sit down, it'll take that hollow sound away. This is the mic here. Been asking people to respond to the question, and what do you think is a peculiar and singular contribution that Neslik has made? If you want to enlarge on that, what are some other things that he's made, contributions he's made to the university? What comes to mind? What first comes to mind when you think of Milton Neslik and what he's done for the other people?
I suppose that the most obvious and overriding characteristic of Milt that might be distinctive is that he's one of those very few people who takes PLU as his total life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every month of the year, day and night. It's PLU and PLU's people. Milt is always a pleasure to be with because of his vast knowledge and of people and his interest in them, but somehow that knowledge and interest isn't directed toward any topic other than PLU. It's usually, in some way, associated with PLU, and people respond to somebody with that kind of enthusiasm and dedication, I think.
You've had as part of your, if I can use the word, platform at PLU, a very strong association, close attachment to the church. In what way has Milt been helpful in undergirding your own ministry as president of the university?
Well, certainly Milt has worked very, very closely with me. He and I have traveled a great deal together in churches and elsewhere. And again, his wide circle of acquaintances and friends in the church has been very helpful in putting together gatherings, in bringing people in who otherwise I could never have met. And always we find Milt in a tremendously supportive role. He's much more than a staff person. Milt is the kind of person who kind of an institution in and unto himself, and yet he's extraordinarily loyal, works very hard, has for me been an absolute joy and delight.
Let's see. Are there things about Milt's life that you found either humorous or anecdotally interesting to relate to other people? Some people talk about his driving. I don't know if that's funny. It's more dangerous than anything. One fellow talked about a time when he was going down the middle of the railway tracks in Copenhagen, and Milt said the freeze were so rough it took him a while to figure out he wasn't on the freeway. But do you have something in your mind that comes to mind either with you or with Joanne?
Well, yes, indeed. I recall very well when we were with Milt in Norway one time, and we had been, it was at the end of the Choir of the West tour in 1977, as I recall, and we were tired, and we were about to take the flight out the next day to come home. It was the end of a whole month of traveling in seven countries over, 8 or 10,000 kilometers, and we really were tired. Milt had a friend, of course, whose home we had to visit, and I wasn't all enthused about going to visit. He had one more friend, but Milt said, don't worry. And I said, but Milt, we've got to get out of here tomorrow morning to catch the flight. And Milt said, don't worry. I'll be sure and get you out at a good time. Everything will be fine. Well, we went to this friend's home, and of course, first place we got lost getting there, which was not atypical. Milt was driving. And when we finally got straightened out and got to the house, and then, of course, the friends had to feed us. And by that time, it was very late, and I was eager to go. But Milt, being fed, fell fast asleep. And so as I looked over to Milt, looking to him to redeem his promise to get me out of there in time, there he was sleeping peacefully in the corner, leaving Joanna and myself to carry on a dialogue with his friend, who was no more interested in having us stick around than we were. It was only finally, I think, their offer to feed a little more that got Milt awake, and we were able finally to get out of there. But that's the kind of thing, you know, when you deal with a person as great as Milt is.
Has he had any relationships with your wife or family that have been good to remember, to talk about?
No, Milt and Joanne's relationships actually precede the relationship between Milt and myself. When Joanne was a student here in the late 40s, early 50s, and worked on the mooring mast, she and Milt were close together at that time, because Milt was advisor to and helper in the mooring mast issue, and they could spin many a yarn over many a piece of paper that got ground out in those days.
Good. So in a word or two, what would you say his contribution has been?
In a word or two, I would say that Milt is Mr. PLU in the sense that he really personifies a close identification with people, people's lives, and people's best interests. It's going to be a joy for me to think that even though this is a formal retirement, Milt's going to continue to work for us, because we need to maintain that people emphasis.
I'm just putting this thing up. I don't need it.
Good.
No, I just want to put it back.